Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards short. Lake reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine scores. Outlaw moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers one, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes bunts towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Rosar moves to second. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo bunts between the mound and first base. Trux scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. Fowler moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-1 in the game. Derry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes misplays the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Outlaw moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-1 in the game. Trux strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. Grimes bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Rosar moves to second. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-2 in the game. Derry hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-2 in the game. Trux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kell hits a line drive towards short. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosar. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Lake applying the tag. 2 outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. Grimes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Handley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Handley moves to second. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes misplays the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Outlaw moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler spins and fires to second, with Grimes covering, and Outlaw is picked off. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 3 in the game. Derry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 4 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kell bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Handley covering, for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards short. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Pete Suter. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Grimes moves to third. Handley moves to second. Jake Caulfield pinch runs for Barney McCuskey. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimes scores. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Handley moves to third. Caulfield moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton juggles the ball. That's an error on Benton. Handley scores. Caulfield moves to third. Vallow moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 4 in the game. Derry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Caulfield scores. Vallow moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.